Sir, I understand you have met today with Somalia's transitional federal government foreign minister, Mr. Mohamed Abdullahi Omar. What were the main issues you have discussed?
I had an excellent and very fruitful meeting with the Somali foreign minister today at the State Department. The minister came in to provide the United States government and the State Department in particular with a briefing on the recent developments in Somalia, including the fighting that broke out approximately 10 days ago. The minister outlined the current situation there and provided us with an assessment of how things were going.
Mr. Secretary, many people fear that Al-Shabaab group might take over the capital city, Mogadishu. Do you believe that is imminent?
We are deeply concerned about the recent fighting in Somalia. We are concerned because it generates another wave of violence and instability for a country which has not seen peace for 20 years. We believe very strongly in the Djibouti process. We think that all those in Somalia who are opposed to this should not, in fact, seek to resist it by fighting, but to join in and participate in a democratic fashion. At this point, the minister assured us that he thought that the TFG government would be able to hold its own against Al-Shabaab and would not be defeated by it.
If that happened, what would be U.S. reaction, sir?
I think that's a hypothetical question. The minister was rather confident that the government had been able to hold its own against Shabaab and was not in imminent danger of being defeated by the insurgents.
If I might, sir, put it a different way, if Al-Shabaab were to take over Mogadishu, what would be U.S. response?
I think that it's still a hypothetical. I think it's still a hypothetical question, and I think that I don't want to assume that this is going to happen. We have been very supportive of the Djibouti process. We've been very supportive of the TFG. We have encouraged the regional states to speak out in support of the TFG and the Djibouti process. We have been working very aggressively and in cooperation with the UN Secretary Special Representative on Somalia, Uld Abdallah, and also with the AU Special Representative. We are confident that the situation is improving somewhat, if the foreign minister's assessment is correct. So I don't want to hypothetically say what will happen. But let me iterate, though, that we remain concerned about those states who are supplying weapons and ammunition and money to the Al-Shabaab fighters. We do not think that is very helpful. We're also concerned about the presence in Somalia of foreign fighters and their support for Al-Shabaab. We do not think this is a helpful development. We encourage all the states in the region to desist from activities which undermine the Djibouti process and which undermine the TFG.
Sir, as you might recall, early this year, before leaving Somalia, Ethiopia reserved its right to return if it felt its security was threatened by Somali extremists. Given the current situation, would it be hopeful for Ethiopia to return?
I think that this is a question that is best addressed by the Ethiopian government. But in general, we do not support any activity which is likely to increase or intensify the level of fighting and the instability that already exists in Somalia.
Sir, Al-Shabaab has demanded that all troops leave Somalia. Should that happen?
Al-Shabaab has, in fact, made demands that all troops should leave Somalia. But we see Al-Shabaab as the aggressor in this fight. We see Al-Shabaab as the organization which is opposed to the Djibouti process. We see Al-Shabaab as the organization that has resisted participation in the TFG government. We see Al-Shabaab as the organization which has invited in foreign fighters. We see Al-Shabaab as an organization which has taken actions which undermine the stability of Somalia, prevent it from achieving peace, creates problems that cause humanitarian distress. Al-Shabaab's activities undermine the very thing that Somalia needs most, and that is peace and stability and an end to the humanitarian crisis. Al-Shabaab, if it wants to be accepted, must in fact participate in the Djibouti process. It must lay down its arms. It must participate in a peaceful process. It must not in fact undermine a process which has been supported by not only Djibouti, but the states in the region. It is ironic that Al-Shabaab should, in fact, argue for the removal of AMISOM forces when it, in fact, is bringing in jihadists from places as far away as South Asia.
Sir, this latest fighting started only a few days after opposition Islamist leader Sheikh Hassan Daher Awes returned to Mogadishu after being based in Eritrea for some time. What role do you think he has played in this latest fighting?
It's hard to say precisely. I do not think it has been a particularly helpful role. It is important that all elements join the Djibouti process. I think he has remained outside of that process. I hope that he will commit himself to peaceful reconciliation in Somalia, join the Djibouti process, and accept the offers that have been made to him and others to participate in a peaceful manner in the government and to set aside their arms and help to begin to rebuild a country that has been torn apart by 20 years of conflict.
Some analysts suggest that Mr. Awes is fighting out of desperation. Would the U.S. be willing to take his name from the watch list if he agreed to negotiate and make peace with the Somali Federal Transitional Government?
That's a hypothetical question. Again, I think let us see what he in fact does. We would hope that he is a contributor to the process of peace, making peace and stability come about in Somalia. If in fact he were to do so, then it might in fact result in a different or a changed attitude. But that's a hypothetical question.
The United States has more than once called on Eritrea to stop inflaming violence in Somalia. What evidence does U.S. have that Eritrea is involved in Somalia's affairs?
There is a fair amount of circumstantial evidence based in part on observations, but we do know that there has been some degree of support for Al-Shabaab that has originated in Eritrea. We know that people like Mr. Awes were there. There are reports of air flights carrying materiel and weapons and ammunition from Eritrea into Somalia. We call on the Eritrean government to desist in any activities which will undermine the peace and stability of Somalia. We call on them to stop any activities that will contribute to the further violence there, which is destroying destroying Somalia and the lives of many Somalis.
What would be the next step for the United States toward Eritrea if that country continue assisting the Somali opposition extremists?
Well, the United States would like to have a normal relationship with all countries in Africa, including Eritrea, but Eritrea's actions must not be those that undermine the stability of the region. We will judge our relationship with Eritrea based in large measure on how it comports itself as an international citizen.
Sir, there are reports that Mogadishu residents hear the sounds of AC-130 aircraft flying over Mogadishu during the night. Can you confirm the aircrafts are flying over the capital? And if so, what is the mission of these flights?
I can't. I have no idea what these aircraft are, and I certainly can't add to any speculation about them.
At last month's Somalia's donor conference in Brussels, the international community agreed to donate more than $200 million to Somali government. Do you think these recent fightings will change the international community's decision to provide such help?
I hope not. I think more than ever, it is important that those donations that were pro-offered at the last donors' conference be provided as quickly as possible to the TFG. Those are commitments that can help stabilize the situation, help provide humanitarian support for a population which is under enormous pressure. Those contributions are absolutely essential for the recovery that is so much needed in that country.
Mr. Secretary, do you think UN troops should be sent to Somalia?
I think that there should be continued support for the AMISOM presence in that country, and I think that it is important for the regional states and the international community to do as much as they can to help the AU in its efforts, its peacekeeping efforts in Somalia.
But, Mr. Secretary, Somalia's Foreign Minister, Mohamed Abdullahi Omar, whom you met today, in an interview he just had with VOA today, he said he would not and would not ask foreign troops. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that you know, the reality is on the ground is that the AMISOM is there, and that these forces from Uganda and Burundi are there, and they are there helping to stabilize the situation to the extent possible.
And finally, sir, if Al-Shabaab continue to gain strength, they might soon be an Islamic fundamentalist-led country on the Gulf of Aden in the strategic Horn of Africa. How would the U.S. feel about this?
I think, again, it is a very hypothetical question. We hope that everyone who has an opportunity to be helpful in this will continue to support the Djibouti process, stand behind the TFG, and we hope there will be an end to the violence as quickly as possible.
The 15 minutes that I was given is up. Thank you very much for the time, sir.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.